We now have with us Sister Vidhatri. I'd like to call upon Sister Vidhatri, who will be taking us through some creative meditation exercises. So we call this the one hand clap. One hand, noiseless. So Sister Vidhatri is our sweet sister, who's from ORC, who's been with the organization since almost 15 years, and she's basically an engineer, a professional, a medalist, an artist, a dancer. She's all that, and her journey forward, spirituality finally brought the destination, and she's decided to dedicate her life to the services of the organization for more than a decade now, and she actively participates in all the wings. We have the different wings, the business industry wing, the IT wing, the administrators wing. She also conducts programs in the ministries, in the corporates, in the PSUs, in colleges, universities. So the list is a lot. But I would like to mention here that she had worked with the IBM, and she's taken on a lot of managerial roles also, worldwide responsibilities. And after that, she decided to dedicate her life to Uma Kumaris. So we welcome her with a huge round of applause. So she will be conducting a creative meditation exercise for us.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. So we had a very serene and a very elevated experience of meditation with Jayanti Didi, isn't it? All of us. So let us extend that experience that we had for ourselves. Let us also extend what she was talking about, our sanskars, in the beginning of her talk. You remember? So let us extend that, and let us also understand how to be in that consciousness of meditation while we are interacting. Did you feel that she was in meditation while she was talking to you? Not just while when she was doing meditation, even otherwise. So meditation to lead an easy life while we are so busy. I'll share some of my experiences also. But to begin with, let us have that experience ourselves. So I request all of you to please stand up at your places, because meditation is not something that you always have to sit and do. How many hours of the day can you really sit and do meditation? Do you have that time? Do you have that time? No. Even though our job is a sitting job, but then we don't have that time to do meditation every time when we are sitting. So Rajyog meditation is a beautiful technique that blends very easily with all your day-to-day activities. So we'll see how we can do that. Are we ready? Okay. So just for a moment, you can keep your eyes open. Just reflect back. Just watch your life's journey. It has been a journey of learnings, a journey of achievements, an interesting one. Try to find out a sanskar within you that has always been with you in this journey. It could be patience. It could be tolerance. It could be determination. Whatever it is, just find out one sanskar in you that has been your companion so far. And now, feel that sanskar in you right now. That sanskar is your strength.
your energy. And you are radiating this energy wherever you are. Now just turn towards a person who is standing close by, somebody who is next to you, behind you, in front of you. Just find a person. You are not what you look like. You are the tiny star of awareness shining at the center of your forehead. And look at the other person. He is also, or she is also, a similar point of light, a bundle of specialities, an embodiment of a sanskar. Meet them with a smile. Allow your smile to share the energy of your sanskar and try to catch the energy that the other person emits. Try to feel the vibrations of the other person, equally positive as yours. Yours might have a different flavor. They have a different flavor. And all flavors are equally good. And now gently tell the other person what kind of sanskar energy can you feel from them. You have to tell the other person what energy you are trying to feel from that person. Give them that compliment. I'm able to feel this energy from you. And the other person can verify that, yes, I do have that energy. So both of you can mutually compliment each other, and the other person can tell that, yes, I do have that energy. How many of you were able to catch the energy correctly of the other person? You see, so many. So, it's not difficult. It's not difficult. Please have a seat. It's not difficult at all. Sometimes, we say, Sari zindagi ho gayi, hum isko samajh hi nahi paaye. Do you have that complaint? Sari zindagi ho gayi, hum aapko samajh hi nahi paaye. And sometimes we have the other way around also. We say, aap hume kab samjhoge? When will that day come that you will actually understand us? Aap mujhe samajhte hi nahi. But you see, just in 2 minutes we were able to get something out of the other person. Even when we were not speaking, why? Because I was in that pure and clear stage. A stage in which I can easily catch. If you happen to have the habit of eating too spicy food, and if I offer you a normal food, by the way, how are you liking the food over here? Yes, a big round of applause for the whole team that is working behind. And tonight we are going to meet the whole team who is working behind the scenes to allow us to have this beautiful experience over here. So, if you are habituated of eating too spicy food, and if I offer you a food that is mild, it's not tasteless, but it is mild. Kaisa lagega aapko? If you're habituated of eating too much of salt, you'll say, namak thoda kam hai. You won't be able to identify those subtle flavors because you are habituated of loud taste. Similarly, in the world that we have created for ourselves, we are habituated to loud expressions,
Happiness should be expressed loudly. Sorrow should be expressed loudly. Disappointment, dissatisfaction should be expressed loudly. So if I am able to have certain subtle feelings, I usually miss that. And everything that nature offers me is not loud. So we are missing on most of the gifts that we are getting. So meditation helps us to identify those subtle flavors like we did now. So anything which is very gently crossing your life, you can easily catch it and you can make the best of it. So this is how meditation can ease myself, because it calms down my mind. It allows me to experience the majority of subtle flavors, subtle success, subtle happiness, subtle moments of joy, that peace, that appreciation that somebody might be giving me without even speaking. While I'm just looking for those verbal, those visual and those extravaganza that I have, you know, those that paraphernalia that I'm used to. Another thing, what makes our life difficult? Jayanti Didi was sharing about our five main values. Do we remember that? Those are love, peace, truth, joy, purity. So let's experiment on these values. Okay. Again, I would like to choose. You can choose a partner. They may be the same person whom you met, maybe a different person, but choose a partner sitting next to you. And once you have chosen a partner, just hold hands with your partner and just show me that this is my partner. Okay. Anybody who does not have a partner? Okay, please. Hands down. Anybody who does not have a partner? Okay. You have a partner. Anybody who does not have a partner? You don't have a partner. Okay. You two can come together. Okay, you can come together. So sister, if you can come and join here the first row, it will be really nice of you. Thank you. You don't have a partner. Anybody who doesn't have a partner? Okay, so you can come up with him. Up, yeah, Ajayya sister, that corner. So I believe everybody has a partner now. Acha, anybody who does not have a... You can be partners together, no? Huh? You want to change? So aap aage aa jaiye, peeche aa jaiye. Nahi, maine koi partner fix nahi kiya. You are free to choose your own partner. Just make sure you are sitting to next one who is your partner. Okay? Okay, now let us begin. One of you can choose to, it is a challenge. One of you can choose to give the challenge and one of you can choose to solve the challenge. Now you decide who is going to give the challenge and who is going to solve the challenge. Okay, what kind of challenge? Fine. Nice. Let me reveal it. No surprise at all. The challenge is to open a fist. So one of you has to hold your fist very tightly and the other person has to open it. Okay, so now choose who is going to close the fist and the other person has to obviously open it. Huh? Huh? You can use both hands. You can use both hands to open. And the person who is closing the fist. Okay, so who is closing the fist? Please show me your fist. Okay. Now, I give you 30 seconds. 30 seconds to the other person to open it, please. 30 seconds to open the fist. I can't hear you. I give you time, I listen to you. Okay, nice. Okay, good. How many of you were able to open the fist? Very few. Acha, okay. Thank you.
थैंक यू फॉर ट्राइंग. अभी से ताली क्यों बजा रहे हैं? अभी तो कुछ हुआ नहीं. रिजर्व योर क्लैप्स फॉर अ लेटर वाइल. नाउ ऑनेस्टली, व्हेन आई टोल्ड यू टू क्लोज द फिस्ट, डिड आई टेल यू टू नॉट अलाउ द अदर पर्सन टू ओपन इट? वॉज दैट द कंडीशन? मैंने ये कहा था क्या कि आपको अपनी मुट्ठी खुलने नहीं देनी? नहीं कहा था ना. लेकिन व्हाट वर यू ट्राइंग व्हेन द अदर पर्सन वाज ट्राइंग टू ओपन योर फिस्ट? व्हाट वर यू डूइंग? 30 सेकेंड्स वर सो दैट यू कैन थिंक क्रिएटिवली. टू ओपन अ फिस्ट यू ओनली नीड अ सेकेंड. द रेस्ट ऑफ द सेकेंड्स वर फॉर यू टू calm down and think creatively, how can I open this fist? How many of you tried force to open the fist of the other person? Honestly, majority. And those who had closed the fist, how many of you tried not to allow the other person open the fist? So you see, they are the partners, because for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. If you have that mentality, ye khulne nahi dena, other person will obviously apply force. And you would have noticed, the greater amount of force the other person was applied, you were closing it even more tightly. You know, medically, this fist represents our heart. Our heart is of the same, usually same shape and size as of our fist. So this represents your heart. How many times do you allow people to actually open your heart and enter into it? Make space in your heart. You're sometimes so close. Ye kyun aaya hai mere paas? Ye kya kar dega mera? You know, we're sometimes so... And it is all assumption based. It was an assumption that we don't have to allow the other person open the fist. And sometimes we do get those excuses ki agar force nahi lagayenge, zor se nahi bolenge, gussa nahi karenge to... अभी दिखाऊं कैसे काम होगा? दिखाऊं? द सेम पर्सन शुड नाउ क्लोज द फेस जिसने पहले क्लोज की थी, इक्वली टाइट. नाउ डू इट वंस अगेन. नाउ द अदर पर्सन हु हैज टू ओपन द फिस्ट, जस्ट लुक एट योर पार्टनर, स्माइल. कितना अनयूजुअल. डोंट टच. टच नहीं करना दूसरे व्यक्ति को. जस्ट क्लोज योर फिस्ट. जरूरी क्लोज कर रखिए, थोड़ा क्लोज करें. एंड द अदर पर्सन जस्ट स्माइल एंड आस्क, आपके हाथ में क्या है? आपकी मुट्ठी में क्या क्या छुपा रहे हो? पूछ कर देखिए ना. हंसना नहीं है, करना है. डू इट. पूछिए क्या छुपा रहे हो, क्या हुआ रिजल्ट? व्हाट इज द रिजल्ट? खुल गई मुट्ठी? कहां कहां मुट्ठी खुली? क्या बोलेगी? कुछ नहीं. बिकॉज वी ऑल लाइक ट्रूथ. ट्रूथ इज अवर इनेट संस्कार, एज जयंती दी मेंशनड. सो वी डोंट लाइक, वी वॉन्ट पीपल टू ट्रस्ट अस. इफ आई क्लोज इट एंड से कुछ नहीं कुछ नहीं, आई हैव टू बी ट्रूथफुल एंड शो कुछ नहीं है. डिड यू अप्लाई फोर्स? You used your and their sanskar. The sanskar that you have, they also have the same sanskar. You used your sanskar as a tool, as your strength, to make the other person follow what you want to do. It wasn't difficult. This is method one. Now another method. Close it once again. I'll show you at least 3 to 4 methods. Hum kehte hain na ki aur koi tarika nahi hai, gussa karna hi padta hai. Abhi I'll show you 3 to 4 methods. The rest is your homework. Now again close the fist very tightly. अभी फिर से दूसरा व्यक्ति देखिए. टच नहीं करना, स्माइल करना है और फ्रेंडशिप का हाथ बढ़ाना है. क्या हुआ? खुल गई मुट्ठी? सो की नंबर 2 इज इनिशिएटिव. डोंट एक्सपेक्ट दी अदर पर्सन टू, वो बोलेगा ना तो मैं बोलूंगी. झगड़ा उसने शुरू किया ना, वही आके सॉरी बोले तो वो मुट्ठी, इट विल बी क्लोज्ड.
your heart is closed for that person forever. And when you initiate, the other person follows. For this, I'll take another example after I complete this. So this was method number 2. Now method number 3. Phir se mithi ban kijiye. Again, the partner. Look at your partner. Smile. And aapke paas kuch hoga, pen ya book, unko dijiye. Abhi kya hua? Mutthi khul gayi? Khul gayi? So when you are giving, you are automatically entering into the other person's heart. But you must know what the other person needs. There's a difference between wants and the difference between need. Main aapke ghar aati hoon. Scorching, you know, afternoon. I come to your home. What is the first thing that you will offer me? Why water? Why not any other liquid? Okay, if it is hot, you could offer me a cold kerosene. That's liquid and that's cold. And if you offer me a glass of cold kerosene and if you offer me a glass of normal water, what do you think I'll choose? Why water? Because my body is made up of water and so that is my need. And how do you know my need? Because it is your need as well. So you did not know what is my need unless you knew what is your need. So when we say na aapko samajhna bada mushkil hai, it implies you have not understood yourself. Because if you understand yourself, you can understand everybody else. How many of you have done a blood test in your life? Everybody. So when your blood is tested, is the whole blood taken out to test and then again put back? Only a few drops are taken. They are tested. And that sample tells you about the whole composition. You are the sample. You are the drop of the society. You need not find out what is there in each person's mind. You are a sample. You are that drop. If you understand yourself, you understand what is the whole composition. What is there in everybody's mind. So if you know your need, you know everybody's need. So don't make efforts to understand other people. I have to make efforts to understand who I am, what I am. What are my needs? What are my sanskars? So that is why if you offer, if you know your needs, you know the needs of every other individual on this planet. And when you offer them what they need, unki mutthi khul jayegi. But if you don't know their needs, you will always try to assess their wants. And you give them the want and the story is not over. Then they want something else. Then they want something else. And this goes on and on until you are exhausted. Okay. So, initiate. And your initiation should be because all of you are having a position that influences many others. In your profession, you are leaders, I can say. You are influencers. So how should be our life to influence others? Let us have another example. So this time, no partners. Just hold your hands like this. And I will ask you to clap. And we have to clap at the count of 5. So I'll count till 5. And when I say 5, you have to clap. Let's do a demonstration. How? Louder. Even louder. And when? 5. Okay. Now let's begin. 1. Oh. When do we have to clap? 5. Okay. I'll start again. 1. Bhaiji. Come back mentally.
वापस आ जाइए, अभी चाय में टाइम है. ओके, आई विल स्टार्ट अगेन. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. क्या हुआ? कुछ लोग बच गए. लेकिन मेजॉरिटी ने क्या किया? सो इफ आउट ऑफ 400, लेट्स से अबाउट 20 वेटेड फॉर 5, बट द रेस्ट वाय? But I didn't say that you have to follow me. 3 to 4 times I asked you and I repeated that instruction and asked you. And I waited for all of you to understand and then I began. And you all understood that we have to clap at 5. Yet, because our brain neurons, you know, whatever inputs we are getting, either visual or verbal or whatever sensory organs, we have different sensory organs, right? Karmendriya. So, most of the neurons are linked to our sensory information. So, what we see has a greater impact on us than what we hear. And most of the instructions that we give to people are verbal. For example, how many of you have kids at home, small kids? Now, Sunday afternoon, you are at home and the landline phone rings up. आई एम नॉट श्योर लैंडलाइन कितने लोग अभी भी रखते होंगे. चलिए आपका मोबाइल ही बज पड़ता है. योर मोबाइल रिंग्स अप एंड द स्मॉल किड एट होम पिक्स अप द फोन एंड द अदर एंड देयर इज समबडी हु वांट्स टू स्पीक टू यू एंड दे से बेटा मम्मी कहाँ है, पापा कहाँ है. एंड द चाइल्ड कम्स टू यू रनिंग, फोन दिखाते हुए इनका फोन है एंड यू विदाउट स्पीकिंग यू इशारे से यू से बोल तो घर पे नहीं है. एंड समटाइम्स द चाइल्ड इज सो इनोसेंट, ही सेज मम्मी कहती है मम्मी घर पे नहीं है. But sometimes the children are smarter and they will say, "Mummy घर पे नहीं है" या "Papa घर पे नहीं है, आपको बाद में call कर लेंगे." And when you get free, then you call that person and everything is okay. This child has been learning since childhood through you, through teachers. Honesty is the honesty is the best policy. झूठ बोलना उसको पाप का मीनिंग नहीं पता, बट द वे यू टोल्ड पाप है, ही थॉट इट समथिंग बिग, आई बेटर नॉट डू इट. एंड व्हाट यू जस्ट नाउ डिड वॉज अ लाई, डिसऑनेस्टी. जी हाँ, कंडीशन अप्लाइज. व्हाट इज द कंडीशन? हाँ ठीक है, that is your choice, but what impact is it making on the child? You might say not interested and cut down the phone, but what impact is it making on the other person? For this case it is a child. Now when this child grows up, and this happens very often in different cases, when this child grows up, what do you think he'll say? He'll say honesty is the best policy, is only good to hear, it is not being practiced. I haven't seen it being practiced. झूठ बोलना पाप है, सब बोलने की बात है, पाप वाप कुछ होता नहीं है, झूठ तो बोलना ही पड़ता है. वी हैव टू बी वेरी वेरी केयरफुल ऑफ व्हाट मैसेज आर वी कन्वेइंग. एंड एज यू सॉ, व्हाट मैसेज आई कन्वेड वर्बली वाज नॉट फॉलोड बाय द मेजॉरिटी. इफ वन पर्सन कैन मेक अ लॉट ऑफ 350+ रॉन्ग, दिस इज हाउ द वर्ल्ड हैज गॉन ऑन द रॉन्ग पाथ. So the power of one is not less. If one person can influence so many people wrongly, don't you think that you, the one, can influence other people positively also? So don't think ki yahan to main akela aaya hu, akela kya karunga. You have that power. Aise hi duniya bigdi hai aur aise hi duniya sudharegi bhi. You have to initiate. Because if I have an influence area of 350+, you have an influence area of thousands. One mistake going to 350 and from each one of you to thousands. You can see how it multiplies. So you are here, the agents of creation. You have come to Brahma Kumaris to become a mini Brahma.
to create a world of positivity. And how many of you join us in doing that? Don't have to do something very big. Just be the change that you feel here. Thank you. You have a question? Yes. Yes. So don't speak. Do. Because they can't avoid watching you. They are watching you anyways. They don't want to listen to you. Don't speak. Do. And that has a greater impact, we saw. Thank you. Let's sit in silence and absorbing that one thing that I will implement in myself and go with this. And how can I influence others with that one thing? Just 1 minute to experience that. I sit in silence, both external and internal. Putting a full stop to the past. What has happened has happened. My future is a blank canvas in front of me. And I am the artist. I have the pen, the brush of karma in the moment. Whatever you are feeling at the moment that you would like to see in your life, just write that mentally on this canvas of life in front of you. Nobody can stop you to write that. You have the power. The Almighty is with you. And you have the brush of your karma with you. Just write down what you want to see in your life from today, from this moment.